Today on Hands on Wellness, I'm going to touch on something you probably don't want to talk about. Your body weight. Yep, I'm going to go there. Hands on Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass easily creates unique passwords for every site you visit. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands on Wellness here on Twit TV. I hope you all are doing well. I'm unbelievable, as always. This is the podcast. I like to sit down and share with you different bits of technology and tips and tricks that are going to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. Because right now, folks, we really, really need to be more serious about our personal wellness during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic and just being sheltered in place. And we don't have access to a lot of different things. So why not utilize all of the tech that we have at our arm's reach or through the simple click of an Amazon order? And get a better grip on our personal wellness. If this is your first time checking out the show, I appreciate you hopping in and joining us today. We are available each and every Friday here on the network. Just check out all of our subscription options available on our website, twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how for hands-on wellness. And you'll see all of our subscription options over there. We're available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and whatever podcast app you're pretty much looking for, we're out there. So thanks for joining in. Thanks for subscribing and checking out all of the previous episodes. So now let's go ahead and get into this week's discussion. We've been sort of building upon a couple of different things during the last several weeks, probably the last 2 months or so, because of the shelter in place orders that are we have in place around the country here. And I've talked about getting your proper exercise, getting your stretching in, and working on mental health. And now that you've been doing all of that and just, you know, getting out there doing your running and getting your steps and being fit, it's time to check your weight, right? I know talking about weight can be pretty sensitive for most people. A lot of people don't want to go there, even though monitoring your body weight is pretty crucial in your personal wellness. You don't want to be overweight. You don't want to be underweight, because both of those things are quite problematic either way you look at it. And I've been sent a couple different scales to test out here for the show, but I'm only going to talk about one in particular this week, and that is the Cardio Base 2 from the folks at Cardio. Now, you may remember me talking about Cardio way back where we talked about the Cardio Arm, and this was a device that was used to help measure your blood pressure. And I talked about the different aspects of what your blood pressure mean and having high and low, so on and so forth. Just go back and watch that previous episode and learn more about that. Well, Cardio has a wireless Wi-Fi connected scale that can also integrate into its ecosystem that can tie to the folks at Google with Google Fit and Apple HomeKit and a lot of different integration out there. But it is a scale. It's about as basic as you can get from a scale standpoint. You just put it in your room somewhere, put it in your bathroom or what have you, and just step on it and check your weight. Oh, wait a minute. There's one more thing. Actually, you can check your weight as well as get a rough estimate. Of your body fat count, as also can measure your BMI, which stands for your body mass index. Now, there's a couple of things to consider with this. This is about weighs about 5 pounds, and it's about 13 inches in circumference, well, diameter, not circumference. And it's a tempered glass top, so it's going to feel a little bit cool on your feet every time you go to step on it. And from a weight standpoint, I love how this thing is fairly accurate with that. I know how much I weigh pretty much because I told it to keep tabs on that. And I've checked myself on various different scales and I'm pretty consistent on what I should weigh. So this one does a good job of measuring that. Now, regarding measuring your body fat and BMI, body fat measurement is going to be, again, a rough estimate. Well, how does this thing actually measure your body fat? When you step on it, it sends a quick burst of an electrical signal up through your feet and through your arms and through your pelvis. And it measures the resistance of that electrical impulse. Does a quick bit of math and algorithm and so on and so forth to figure out, okay, this person has roughly 20 to 25% body fat. There's good and bad with this measurement. Okay. Most doctors are going to tell you, you know what, measuring your body fat at home is not necessarily a good idea. If you're going to measure it at home, it's just going to give you a rough estimate because that technology is not necessarily looking at where your body fat is in your body. Okay. Because you need some body fat, quite honestly. I know people hear fat and think total negative thoughts about fat, but your body actually needs to have some fat for cushion and protecting your organs and things of that nature. So when you're measuring body fat at home, especially with something like the CardioBase 2, it's not necessarily telling you where that body fat is. If you have a lot of fat around your heart, that's probably a problem. If you have a lot of fat around, say, your lower abdomen and your back, say your lumbar area, that may not be as much as a problem. But if it's around your belly, yeah, that may be a bit of a problem. So you're not going to be able to get that information from the CardioBase 2, but it is just going to give you an overall rough estimate of your body fat measurement. This also includes getting your BMI, body mass index. That's pretty easy to get because it takes a look at your height versus your weight, and then it looks at that estimate of your body fat measurement to give you your BMI. I'm not a big fan of BMI. It always says that I'm obese. I am not obese, but that is a standard that is out there here in the American Medicine Association and all of that good stuff that doctors tend to stand by for whatever reason. But yeah, I am always considered obese because I am 6'2" and about 230 pounds. I'm not obese, but anyway, there's that. This thing is still, like I said, it does a good job of just giving you the data that you need. It allows you to sync it up with your smartphone, with this mobile app, and gives you a general record so you can see your progress to see if you're gaining weight or losing weight over time. You can set goals with this mobile app, and it'll give you a nice little emoji to let you know if you're on pace or not doing so well. And you can also share this information with your medical professional via the mobile app. All right. It also has the ability to have profiles on the scale because, you know, I'm here with my family and there's one scale and everybody may be interested in tracking their weight progress. So you can set up profiles and put the mobile app on your phone and just register for an account, free account. And as each person steps on the scale is smart enough to know, hey, this is Ant standing on the scale instead of one of his little hard heads standing on the scale. And if it can't quite figure it out, it allows you to just tap with your toes on the scale to say, hey, this is actually me standing on the scale, not Ant standing on scale. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty slick. So if you want to get your hands on a smart scale that's going to allow you to keep better track of your personal weight gain and weight loss, this is something definitely worth taking a look. The CardioBase 2, you can get it online at the time of this recording for about $150. We'll put a link in our show description so you can check it out just in case you are interested. Now, I want to check in with you all. How are you doing nowadays? This is some pretty tough times with a lot going on in the world. And then right now, especially in the Northern California area, you tack on the fact that we're dealing with wildfires right now. Just how are you? I hope all of you are doing well, and I hope all of you are just managing and maintaining and trying to push through these pretty tough times that we're all dealing with here in our society. So just keep fighting a good fight. And if you have any feedback and questions that you'd just like to, you know, reach out to me with, feel free to do so over our email. That is hal@twit.tv. I'm more than happy to hear from you. And I'm more than happy to share a virtual high five with you just to give you your props as you continue to push along through your personal wellness battles and challenges. All right. Thank you all again for joining me this week here each and every week on the network at twit.tv. Thank you to Cardio for sending this over for me to check out. Again, that's the CardioBase 2. Pretty nice little smart scale for you that you can use for all of your weight tracking needs. And also, thank you to my man, Mr. Victor, for continuing to make me look and sound good every week here on the show. Thank you, my man. I really do appreciate your help. All right, folks, with that said, I hope you all continue to be well and do well and just continue to love one another out here in this world. We need that. And I am still looking for justice for Breonna Taylor. You all take care.
One more twit? Well, check out Hands on iOS, twit.tv/HOI, where I teach you all about iPhones, iPads, AirPods, Apple Watches, and so much more. If you want to get the most out of your device, then you got to check out Hands on iOS, twit.tv/HOI.